following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday, August the 19th, the Doug and Daddy Show. You can always hear us online at ESPNSuperstation.com. Always remind you that that's where the podcast is. If you can't hear it, maybe you have to listen at a different time. You miss an interview. Your high school coach is on. One of your favorite guests is on. It's always there on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, home of our Husker lunches starting next month. So go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Morning.
Morning.
What do you think of this Little League World Series? You watch it?
No, not much. I watch it. Well, Bubba started school, so we go to bed earlier, and it's on later. I'm not going to lie. I'm right behind him usually, but it's kind of one of those things. It's like the Little League thing is really, really cool to watch, but it's the same thing with Major League Baseball. You don't start it till 6:30, and kids are showering, getting ready for bed, reading books, doing that whole thing. It's like, play it earlier. You know, play it right after school.
You know, that's one of the things that I've noticed from you parents.
Yeah.
That there is a vast difference in kids' bedtimes. Some of them, whatever, they're up till 10, maybe even 11. Others, if you ain't down and quiet by 8:30, there's gonna be a to do. So
if Bubba and Emma are not in bed by 7:30, there's a reckoning.
7:30.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now that we're in school season,
do they have trouble getting up? I mean, all kids usually have trouble getting up in the morning. Do they have trouble getting up?
No.
For God's sakes, I would hope not if they got 10 hours a night.
Yeah, no. It's just a school thing. You know, I would be interested to hear what other listeners do. We have a summer schedule that's whacked. That's 10:30.
Well, yeah, that's a whole.
Yeah, but school schedule, 7:30.
Even some aren't that way.
Yeah.
It's just interesting.
I mean, unless we're doing something like, obviously, when.
I figure it's how you were brought up.
Yeah, you go to bed.
Yeah, I was thinking 9 o'clock. I was thinking mine was 9 o'clock.
I was the guy who had the curfew based upon my year in school. So when I was a ninth grader, I was home at 9. And if I was lucky, I got to stay, go to the 7:30 movie that ended at 9:30, and then I got picked up. So.
All on your upbringing. There you go.
There you have it.
A little home life there. Little,
this parenting segment was brought to you by.
Yeah. You can tweet us at any time at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. Of course, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, the big news here, back to football, is that Nebraska thought they had some injuries, but probably I would have to say that there would be about three or four guys in the whole Big Ten that would even get Big Ten pub, but nationally, Braxton Miller being injured and not really knowing the severity, and Urban Meyer not coming out and saying anything, that doesn't sound good.
They've decided they're not going to have media availability today. So obviously they're going to try and get their ducks in a row. That to me sounds like it's season ending. Otherwise, you come out and say, yes, he got dinged up. We're going to miss him a couple of weeks. Otherwise, they're trying to get everything for a united front here when they do speak about it.
Yeah, and I think they're being cautious because I think obviously there's some pro. But I don't think he's a pro prospect at the quarterback position, but obviously at the athlete position that he probably is. So I'm sure that there's some in-house discussions going on as we speak as far as how are we going to promote this, how are we going to sell this, you know. And I think it's unfortunate for the Big Ten because I think anytime you lose one of your top five playmakers, it hurts the league in general. I mean, it's beneficial for the other teams involved, but like you're saying, but the Big Ten – just lost one of its top five marquee names, and let's face it.
They lost number one. And we can say what we want about Amir Abdullah, Shalit Calhoun, Randy Gregory.
He's the guy that's most talked about right now is Braxton Miller. And now that you lose him, it just takes a little bit more shine off the Big Ten when the Big Ten is trying so hard to keep up with the big brothers of the SEC and the Pac-12 and their success. And it just hurts right now for the Big Ten in general. Ohio State's going to be fine. They're going to find a way. They got athlete upon athlete. It's time for someone to step up. It's the old Tom Brady, Drew Bledsoe thing.
Yeah, but this is a totally different
deal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you're talking about a redshirt freshman is what the Columbus Dispatch is going with today in JT Barrett.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just talking about from what they're trying to get their ducks in a row of saying is that next man up, we're ready to go. It's tough, but you can only say how – I mean, it. Let's face it, to anybody outside looking, it's crushing.
Well,
you just went from a 10-11-win team, possible NCAA playoff, to 8-4, 9-3.
You would hope when you're that good, when you're a top five, top six program – that you will have a guy that can step in and you can handle the ship. You would hope that it would mean no more than one more loss. Whether you're and that's different if you're a 6-6, a 4-8 team, and you don't have a bunch of studs. But this is just like what happened in Lincoln last year.
That's what I was just going to ask you: is how many wins did Taylor Martinez going down last year cost the Huskers?
So we were 9-4 last year, right? 9-4, the official record.
Are they an 11-2 team with Taylor Martinez?
What do you think?
No, I don't. I don't think that Taylor Martinez and Braxton Miller are the same level of quarterback. I don't think that.
Well, I'm not suggesting.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that I thought that the Huskers had other issues besides just their quarterback play that cost them to go 9-4.
Yeah, but I think a tip-top shape Nebraska football team with Taylor Martinez, they would have got another win under their belt there. And I don't even know where you would pick that out because he started the Minnesota game and they lost it. So I don't know where you would go and say that they would have won the football game. I think a lot of people can point to Michigan State because of all the fumbling that happened with Tommy Armstrong. Kind of interesting too, Damon, because if Taylor Martinez is healthy, you don't fumble that much. Maybe you beat Michigan State. Michigan State doesn't get the opportunity to go to the championship game, upset Ohio State, go to the Rose Bowl, win the contest. I mean, it's crazy how just a couple of bounces of the ball in a game you kind of forget about really can turn somebody's season, and that's what happened to Michigan State. And Iowa, I don't know. They took care of our defense pretty well. I think you're not in the situation you were with Northwestern. I don't think you would have had the Hail Mary. I think Nebraska would have won that game, not necessarily going away, but I think they would have won that ball game. I think Taylor did make a difference because
a healthy, a truly,
well, yeah.
I mean, I think if we would have saw the glimpses.
At the top of his game, yes. Taylor Martinez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to that, too, because that was the topic of the last 24 hours. We'll get to the Dent Popper inbox here in just a little bit. But Braxton Miller re-injuring his shoulder. We're waiting to hear the very latest there. And the thing about radio is I can give you the Johnny Manziel. In fact, I can give you the two-handed Johnny Manziel, and nobody's going to see it but producer Jeff and you, but I wouldn't do that because a little too much respect. But the Cleveland Browns, all we heard was Johnny Manziel and Brian Hoyer, and so we go to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug, tell Damon that I'm so sorry they have the quarterback situation they do, And I'm so glad Johnny Football didn't go to Oakland or your Cowboys. Neither team needs those headaches. Johnny should have stayed in college, grew up a little more. His actions are inexcusable. Bench him. What do you say, Cleveland Brown fan?
I couldn't agree more. I think it's a I think it's a perfect storm of a mess in Cleveland right now. And we have Mike Pettine running the show as a first-time NFL head coach. And this is what happens when you let him do the things that you've let him do and let him have the persona that he has, and you don't get him around seasoned veterans. The worst thing that happened to Johnny Manziel is he went to a bad football team. He went to a historically bad football team. He didn't even go to a team that's had any sort of success since 1999. And so, let's face it, it's just a bad situation that's going to continue to get worse, and this isn't it. This isn't it. This isn't an aha moment for him. Because you know what? I bet you if you ask him quietly, he doesn't understand what he did wrong. I don't think that kid has any sort of self-aware.
I think
he'll say, yeah, you know, okay, I shouldn't have done it. But he's got some maturity issues. He's got some football ability issues right now. And the fact that the Redskins called him out on it, basically saying, hey, everybody's as fast as you are, and that's the type of response you get. That just goes to show. He was more worried about the show of I'll show the Redskins by whatever rather than the do. And that's what I think. I don't think his football skills are where they need to be for him to be successful right now, especially with the Cleveland Browns.
I think finally, because I'm not defending Johnny Manziel, I just said I want to see him do well. But the last night, flipping off the Washington sideline, and then they've shown the clip this morning, and you'll probably see it time and time again. I'm not sure which one of the Cleveland Browns, but it was a suit. It wasn't an assistant coach. Somebody in a suit and tie came up and was talking to him, and you could tell what he was telling him was, Johnny, the cameras caught you flipping off the Washington sidelines, and it's already gone viral. I mean, it had to be something to that effect, and you could just see Manziel drop his head, do the hands to the face thing like, oh, my God, what, you know, I'm an idiot. But that was an immature moment. That's something that other players don't do. Everything else, you can find other players that have done that, have been brash, have been cocky, have talked about the money, have been Randy Moss, have been talent, have gone over the top a little bit, but not that. And that's not a major thing because – whatever, everybody's seen that. It's not a major thing. I can't even believe they blur it out on TV anymore, to be honest with you. I mean, my God, you can say a lot of these words, but you can't do that. I get it, that's fine. But you can't do that last night. And you have got to put Brian Hoyer as your starting quarterback, and you have got to let Johnny Manziel sit for a little while. And don't throw him in just because you're losing. But as you said, they're in a bad situation. And I don't know where you put a Manziel. You gotta not do a couple of those things, and he keeps doing them. He keeps doing them.
I always go back to, and I rarely agree with your colleague, Colin Cowherd, but I love his head-on-backward analogy. I do. And it's something that I use with my own players. It's something that I use within our own program as far as head-on-backwards guy is laid back, everything's cool, I'm trying to be cool guy. Look at the guy. I always look at it now at a press conference. I don't know why, but it's something that struck a chord with me as that is one of those true facts of you just can't get away from it. Romo's that guy. He's head on backwards guy. He's freewheeling. You know, those professional guys like Manning and Brady and all these guys that win all the time and with and I know that people are going, oh, he so and so wears his hat backwards and he's a good. I'm just saying that the perception of what you want people to think of you still is different. And I always go back to that with Johnny Manziel is he is not a face of a franchise. The way he carries himself, the way he may grow into it, but these hiccups along the way, I'm afraid is what you're going to get more of Johnny Manziel than you are the positives from having him right now. Until you take him out of the situation, you name Hoyer as your starter, and someone grabs his ear and says, Johnny, it's time to get into the background. It's time to be an NFL backup quarterback right now. Until we can get your feet underneath you until our football team can get their feet underneath them, because we're not very good right now.
Don't turn into Ryan Leaf. 888-455-ESPN. I'd love to hear from you. Our high school football preview today takes us to Adams Central. He's a first-year head coach, Sean Mulligan, going to join us just after the bottom of the hour, but he's been on the staff with Bill Carlin for 13 years, and so he has seen these kids that are seniors start their high school, start their education all the way back in kindergarten, and we'll see if Adams Central keeps rolling now that they've been bouncing back and forth between B and C1. He'll be joining us. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up later on in the program as well. Let's go to the Twitterverse here. This one directed at you, Coach Dave, from Kurt. Says, 7:30? Come on, man! Bubba needs to be able to stay up later than that. 9 o'clock at the household when they were Bubba's age. That comes from Kurt. You can show, Coach. That's just one parent's opinion.
That's one man's opinion.
There you go. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And when we come back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, a few other topics to cover here. Legion Baseball, a thought from Coach on that. Lopers are coming back onto campus, so we'll get a thought about Loper baseball and all of the other things that are going on as fall ball gets ready to go. And, of course, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Braxton Miller, Johnny Manziel, and even the Husker quarterback situation, because at this point, it was nice to hear Tim Beck, offensive coordinator, head coach Bo Pelini, almost, and again, Big Ten Network is finishing up their bus tour, and their times don't jive with our show because they're at, I think, Iowa today for practice. They've had one today and one tomorrow. They were at Nebraska yesterday, and we will be talking with the folks. I believe it's going to be Jerry DiNardo later on this week. I know he makes a lot of appearances on Hail Varsity in the afternoon with Chris Schmidt and the guys, but we'll have one of the analysts with us later in the week on the Doug and Daddy Show. But every time someone wants to talk about Tommy Armstrong, they're very high on him and saying a lot of good things, but they continue in the next breath to bring up Riker Fife and Johnny Stanton. Could we possibly see a mini platoon of this quarterback situation? Is it really that close? I mean, we are at that point right now where there needs to be a little separation, unless they intend on not putting Armstrong behind center every snap. Do you agree with that, or do you disagree with that? Midway Auto Dealerships, Chevy has just released their Labor Day sale. Good through, guess when?
Labor Day.
You are so smart. 0% APR for 72 months, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on most of the 2014 vehicles in stock for qualified buyers. Buick has announced 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers, plus $500 bonus purchase cash on the entire 2014 Buick lineup. Under service and specials, you can choose Chevrolet or Chrysler specials online at thinkmidway.com. And there's a whole lineup of coupons for the customer to print off and use. Maybe you're getting an oil change. Maybe you're getting some tires rotated. They've always got good deals there for you. So see them at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or thinkmidway.com. It's a better way. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Kearney.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? For mature men, there's TrueForm from Complete Nutrition. This daily metabolism-boosting multivitamin has everything you need for long-term wellness. TrueForm supports heart health, a better prostate, energy, mood, memory, and reinvigorates male vitality. TrueForm Power and Performance, a multivitamin for men. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? as authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As skies stay partly to mostly sunny through the day today, we'll top off up near 90 for a high as winds stay variable at 5 to 10. Now with partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll fall up to 66 with winds staying light of the southeast. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. I don't know why, but that just kind of reminded me that the State Fair gets going this weekend. Are you a State Fair goer?
Yeah, we've gone every year since it's gone to Grand Island.
Cool.
Probably won't go this year, but...
Okay. Is there some reason?
It just seems so late. I'm sure it's probably the same week every year, but it just seems so late. School, I don't know if school started sooner or it's the fact that I finally have a kid in school, so I'm finally paying attention to that, but it just seems so late.
August the 22nd is late, huh? No, it always ends on Labor Day, and it always starts 10 days on that Friday before.
So maybe it's just where I've changed more than
the way the calendar
else.
Falls. Yeah. If Labor Day was September 6th, you'd be better than September 2nd.
Yes, without a doubt.
Or 1st, or whatever the case is this year. Yeah.
It's tough, but it's a good time.
Oh.
I enjoy the fair.
Give me a corn dog, some fresh squeezed lemonade.
Big old turkey leg.
You're a turkey leg guy?
No, but they're fun to watch other people eat.
I love turkey, but yeah, it just seems like it takes a while.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff, though.
Yeah.
And you know what I noticed?
I'm a funnel cake guy.
Funnel cake's okay, but funnel cakes are one of those things that you don't have to be at the state fair to get.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're not easily accessible, but... one of those things you don't have to be at state fair. And I'm sure corn dogs are the same way, but that's just, you know, it's state fair.
It is state fair time.
Get them at College World Series.
There you go.
Fresh squeezed lemonade.
Fresh squeezed lemonade.
Best part of Rosenblatt. Sean Mulligan, the head football coach at Adams Central, will be joining us in our next segment. When you think of lawn and landscaping, the only name you need to know is Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. Everything you need to keep your lawn looking great all year round. We talked about it with our friends here and stopping at the nursery and getting everything going in the springtime. Well, how weather has changed. We had all that flooding. We've had some rough weather that has knocked off crops. Well, we know some of the folks that have nice homes in the country and do some landscaping there, even in town, got knocked around a little bit by the weather. Johnson Lawn and Landscaping can help you out. Shrubs, trees, rocks, custom concrete edging. You get the style and functionality. You replace, you redo. Maybe you had to do it anyway. Johnson Lawn and Landscape can help you get it done. Serving the Tri-Cities at 237 Lawn or go online to NebraskaLandscape.com. Call them today and don't forget their nursery located just beside Yellow Van, 6th Street in Kearney. Proudly landscaping Nebraska and doing amazing work at Johnson Lawn and Landscaping of Kearney. I want to talk a little bit of baseball here, and we've got Division II polls to get to. But I mentioned it yesterday, and I guess since you only could watch it online so far, Omaha West Side, I still say what they have done this year in American Legion baseball needs to be getting more respect because these kids have been playing baseball, say what you want, but the season starts in the spring. You know they're practicing in January. You know they're in the batting cage. But they lost last night 4-3, and they had been undefeated in the World Series in North Carolina. They fall 4-3 to Midland, Michigan, whose only loss in their pool came to the defending national champ of Brooklawn, New Jersey. And New Jersey edged Hawaii 7-6. Omaha West Side beat Hawaii 12-8. So a pair of one-run games, but three errors of the four runs, only one was earned. Nebraska recruit Jake Meyer on the mound. They had the early lead. And then some errors, a couple of errors in their three-run inning. two-run inning, I believe it was, gives them the lead, and then they're the visiting, they're the home team, so Michigan scores one in the ninth. They go up 4-2. Then here comes Westside. They get a run pushed across. They get a guy hit by a pitch. I mean, I just can't even believe this. The bases are loaded in the bottom of the ninth in a 4-3 game, 3-2 pitch. And unfortunately, Matt Waldron flew out to center field to end the game. But, I mean, wow.
Great season.
How? 59-6 in the summer. And 94-9. These kids played 103 baseball games this year.
I think
year.
One of their summer losses was to the Kearney Legion. I think Kearney Legion gave them one of the six losses.
Unbelievable run.
Great run. Coach Greco does a great job at Westside.
Come up one game short being on national TV tonight and playing for the title. Only once has a Nebraska team won it, and that's all the way back in 1939 in Creighton Prep. So let's see if Michigan can avenge their loss today to New York. 6 o'clock ESPNU if you want to watch it. Damon, we'll talk football and volleyball and soccer and all the sports cross country that get going, but there's always fall softball, fall baseball. Where are you at with your team as they come back onto campus?
Just ready for them to get here. It's just getting to that time where all the paperwork's in, everything's kind of ready to roll. You know, we had a lot of renovations over the last 6 weeks. It seems like heavily everything's been geared towards the renovations getting finished. That'll all wrap up on Friday. We'll put the finishing touches with the guys' locker tags and everything that'll go up in all their gear and everything will get into those lockers probably late Sunday night. And then, you know, we got a mandatory four-day moratorium or whatever you want to call it where you can't really meet with the guys. But we'll get after it weight-wise Thursday morning, 5:30 a.m., and fall will begin. And so it's just an exciting time of year. It's time to kind of get – fall is always the funnest time for me, to be honest with you, because you actually get to coach. You're actually implementing things. You get to work with the guys. You get to be around them. You kind of get to set the culture that you want. And so I'm just really excited about this fall. We have a great returning class, and with our recruiting class, I'm very excited about that. And so I know that our coaching staff's working hard and getting prepared for that. And we're ready to roll and ready to do our thing. And you know, that's the cool thing about baseball, though, is you kind of just – get the guys in, and then you kind of work anonymously, and I enjoy that. No one's really kind of paying attention to you. There's so many other things. There's football. There's all those sports who are in their season, and rightfully so, they deserve that attention, and we just kind of get to go about doing our work. And so it's just time for them to get here. It's time to get into the flow. It's time to get into the rhythm and the routine of it, and we have a great schedule in the springtime. We're actually part of the Great American Conference MIAA Shootout. In Dallas, Texas. So February the, I believe, I don't know the exact dates, but it's that Thursday through Sunday we'll go take on four of the top teams in the Great American Conference. They're kind of in our regional, and two of those four games that we'll be playing are against NCAA regional participants from 2014 in University of Southern Arkansas and Arkansas Monticello. And so we got a really tough schedule. We got a regional schedule. We got a schedule that if we can do some things and make some hay, that's going to put us in the discussion for an at-large bid into a regional as long as we do what we need to do. And so just an exciting opportunity for us to go out and do our thing, and we're – it's just time to get here.
Are you getting to play in this because of your success from last year?
Yes. Yeah. Cool. It is definitely precipitated upon what we were able to accomplish last year, and you know, the fact that we didn't graduate too much. You know, we graduated some pretty valuable players, but we do have a majority of guys back, and so I think that's why the invitation was extended us to represent the MIAA in this tournament.
Cool. UNK Athletics have a blue and gold welcome week, 8 to 10 Saturday at Foster Field. Of course, they've got all kinds of things with the Lopers under the lights. Fans will be able to engage in a fan day atmosphere with interactive games hosted by the Loper athletes, all kinds of food, all kinds of fun, National Guards on hand with the Antelope Artillery. Then from 9 to 10, a pep rally features the band performing. Teams and team captains from the fall sports will be introduced. The coaches will talk as well of the fall sports. So find out more at lopers.com if you'd like to. That's the gist of it going on this weekend at UNK as everybody gets settled in. Tomorrow, Coach Rick Squires will be joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our Loper Link. Their volleyball team picked ninth. I think that's going to be fair. I think the coach will say that's fair. I get that punch in my gut every time because the NCAA refuses to do anything about the regions in volleyball, and the six central region teams are in the top 10. Top 10 in the country. I will say it again. If you're new to the show, if you're new to Kearney, imagine. I can't even come up with anything that's as tough. I mean, the SEC in football does not compare to Division II volleyball's Central Regional. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. It's about the closest thing I can think of, but it's not that close. You have got six of the best programs in the country, and eight teams go from each region. If you're not sure, if you don't know how that works, each region, eight teams qualify. There are perennially teams ranked in the nation's top 25 that don't make the NCAA tournament because they are in the Central Regional. It is one of the biggest travesties when it's coming to sports. I don't want to get to education and unionization, all this crap. I'm talking about Central Region. It is not fair, and I know life's not fair, but it can be handled. In life, things sometimes can't be fair because they can't be addressed. This can be addressed, and nobody wants to do anything about it because it's volleyball. If it was football, it would be addressed. If it was Division I men's basketball, can you imagine the NCAA men's basketball tournament leaving out a top 25 school? It would never, ever, ever, ever happen. And that's what's happening here. You're not getting the best tournament, so what are you doing? It takes an IQ of 4 to figure that out.
I mean, the whole regionalization thing is a D2 model. It's, you know, and you always kind of got to be careful what you say. It's a broken.
It's crap.
It's a broken model.
You have to be. I don't have to be.
No, it's a broken model. It doesn't work in a lot of our sports. Football is the same way. You know, when you look at the regional for baseball, the move to the MIAA, like we said, it's raised our level of competition. It's put us into this central region where athletics are a valued part of the fabric of those schools, all the way from the Northern Sun to
Before
the MIAA.
Before you get too far, though, the move to the MIAA didn't affect the volleyball region. They were in this region before. They've been in with Wayne State. There was a shifting of regionals in volleyball a couple of
right.
years
it, no,
ago.
It just brought up the Central Missouris and the Washburns in this case. Yeah, you still had to battle the Northern Sun, but there was not as many. Is there any RMAC schools in the top 25? No, it's a broken system. The regional is a broken system. The regionalization of Division II is a broken system. And like you said, there does not seem to be a move by the NCAA to want to right the wrongs of their regional setup, and it all comes down to money and everything else. And now, especially with the changeover, with the up in the air of where things are going, it'll be interesting to see what Division II championships look like in the future.
Colorado Mines, to answer your question, out of the RMAC, is ranked 18th in the poll. Wayne State is ranked 20th. And the Division II football poll, no surprise, defending national champion Northwest Missouri State, number one in the country, received all but one first-place vote. That went to Henderson State of Arkansas, who's eighth in the poll. Grand Valley State of Michigan, our favorite school outside of UNK, is number two. Colorado State Pueblo is fourth. Then out of the MIAA, Pittsburgh State is ninth. Emporia State is tied for 22nd. Central Missouri would be 27th as far as the number of points, and then also receiving some votes, Missouri Western and Washburn. Of course, the Lopers at the defending national champion and top-ranked Northwest Missouri State, September the 4th. Need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we do, our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Asked you who's your pick to win the Big Ten. 57% went for Michigan State. Of course, if Braxton Miller was out and you voted this morning, that may have swayed our voting a little bit. I took Michigan State. Jimmy took Ohio State yesterday. But as he said, you got to wait for this. It was unbelievable because here's that major injury talking about you need to wait till the opener to see where everybody's roster is. But 57% Michigan State, 29% Ohio State, 14% other. Today, what is your interest in the Associated Press and Coaches poll now that a playoff system has been instituted with a selection committee picking the participants and having their own weekly rankings? Are you more interested in the polls, same, or less interested? I'm same.
I don't.
Don't care. Don't care. Don't give me coach. You're coach for football.
The football
poll. You want to know where Notre Dame is.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
But I think that there's a lot less importance on it now than there was before with the playoff. But
vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm sorry, Damon, because I was listening to you. I turned, and they're doing a story on SportsCenter for 75 years of Little League. And what was this guy's name? Thomas something, but of course his nickname's Tuck.
You just don't get great nicknames.
It doesn't happen like that anymore.
No, you just
Damon.
Don't get great nicknames like that anymore.
You got to ride bulls to get a nickname like that anymore. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk Adams Central football with Coach Sean Mulligan next.
For 2,000 years, we've helped the poor and comforted the sick. We've educated generations of children, developed the scientific method and college system. We support marriage and human life. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the fullness of Christian faith in the church started by Jesus. If you've been away, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Welcome home.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Nearly 650,000 Americans were injured at work last year. In construction, agriculture, medicine, manufacturing, or an office, safety and wellness are the keys to a happy, healthy workplace. Join us at the UNS Conference Center in Kearney, September 25th, for a one-day conference featuring over 20 breakout sessions, comedian Greg Schwemm, a full exhibit hall, and more. Full information and registrations are at GreatPlainsSafety.com. Early bird registration ends August 29th. Be safe, be well. Log on to GreatPlainsSafety.com.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Stoop Hospital later this week. Talk high school football with us. We've got more coaches. Carl Tesmer, Hastings St. Cecilia. We're going to be talking with the new head coach of the state champions from Donovan Trumbull, Clint Head. We'll be talking with him as they get ready for one of the more intriguing opening Friday night matchups with North Platte St. Pat's, kind of a top 10 battle, and they've battled in the playoffs lately. Before you jump into football, though, maybe one of your last chances to get out on the golf course with your friends and maybe win some bragging rights, great flag prizes this Friday with the almost annual Jerseys Golf Tournament. It's at Meadowlark Hills, $300 for a team, burgers, drinks, and awards following the tournament. Sign up today at Jerseys. Get your team ready to compete and have fun this Friday out at beautiful Meadowlark Hills. And Jerseys is the place to find out all the information to get signed up and a whole lot more. Jerseys Sports Bar and Grill here in Kearney. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on the program. Always have to, I feel obliged to ask you this. Now the Royals are 2 up on Detroit. Have you had any texting or even conversations with Jabba lately?
Not lately. No.
Not when it's not going well. That's not the case.
You know, it's not really the case. I think more it's just to that time where the focus becomes a little sharper and a lot of distractions are kind of eliminated. And it, you know, early in the season, you always are checking in to see how things are going. This time of the year,
Everybody wants to talk to him. There's a lot going on. You're a month, 40 games left, 45 games left, and they're two back. And so I have not had any conversation. Just know that, it's going to be a great run down the stretch.
Well, it's interesting. We'll see if the Royals can hang in there. Every game they win, and now they go out to Colorado, playing the Rockies, three-game series starting tonight, and you can hear the action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Royals have the easiest schedule remaining in Major League Baseball. I don't know if it was of everybody or of the contenders, but like their opponents are like winning at a 47% clip, saw last night on ESPN. So you hope that's a good thing, right?
You would hope, But I always say that's the thing about professional baseball. It's a little different. Is everybody still playing for a paycheck? There's a lot of free agents out there, especially on the pitching side of things, that those guys are going to face. This is their last audition, so to beat a playoff team. And that's kind of where when you are going from being the hunter to the hunted, that is a different type of mindset. And that is that mindset. But they've done a very good job since last week we've talked. They're continuing their winning ways. But that is that big question for the Royals is how do they handle being the hunted team? They've been trying to reach for respectability and do some things. Now they're on top.
They won't feel that way, will they? I don't think they'll feel that way until maybe next year. If they would win it and get predicted to win the league or the division next year, then I think the whole way till the final regular season game, they are going to be the hunters. I think they will always feel like they are the hunters because they
they make it feel that way, but everybody's chasing them. I mean, this is the first time everyone's checking the Kansas City box scores and checking the out-of-town scoreboards to see what Kansas City is doing. I don't think it's so much of a mindset in their clubhouse that they're the hunted. I think it's more along the lines of now everybody is chasing them. And so now you get a different effort from some of those teams who have not had a successful season. This is their shot to kind of bring some respectability and for them to build momentum moving forward because now they have a chance to knock off the number one team in the AL Central. And so I think that it's just a different makeup that we've ever seen for the Royals of being in this position of late for teams to kind of go after them. And so this is my favorite time of year where you start to check scoreboard, you start to see guys scoreboard watching, you get to see what are the Mariners going to do, what are the Tigers going to do. There's a lot of different questions out there as far as, hey, are the A's going to get things straightened out now? And so it's a very interesting dynamic within the American League, and the Royals have put themselves in a great position and being right there in the mix.
Here's what's just a week ago, right? That's when the Royals really took the lead.
Yeah,
Oakland and Detroit are your wild card teams now. The Angels and the Royals have taken over the lead in their division, and that has really – and then Seattle is right there as well. So Detroit and Seattle are in a virtual tie for the last playoff spot, and then the Yankees are three back. They've been hanging in there. They've won a few games here lately. And Toronto, 3.5 back. And the Royals go to Colorado for 2, and then they go to Texas for 3 in this week. So
Texas is always interesting. Texas is always interesting. A very interesting type place to play just because you do get that heat, you do get that humidity, and it is the dog days of August.
Well, that's always they got through the first couple of weeks of practice without it being too terrible, but it's warming up this week, and they need that. All the high school athletes getting ready for the start of the football season or whatever season it is this fall camp, and starting it off next Friday at home with Grand Island Northwest is Adams Central. They bounce back and forth between B and C1, and they're ready to take on the competition in Class B, and we welcome in the brand-new head coach at Adams Central, Sean Mulligan. And, Sean, if I call you Bill Carlin, I apologize. How are you this morning?
No problem. How are you doing?
Well, doing great. Thanks for the time. Appreciate you joining us again here. What was it like? As we said, 13 years. You start as a volunteer, then you're assistant on the program here for 13 years. What was it like when you walked out to the first practice this year as the head coach?
To be honest, it wasn't a whole lot different. I mean, other than the fact that they look to you first and foremost. But been in Adams Central School system for so long, the kids are used to seeing me as being a big part of the team, and it wasn't a huge difference, to be honest with you.
You've got six back on the offense, five back on the defense. How many of these kids are two-way players for you as far as returning starters?
Well, we lack numbers compared to some of the teams. It's going to be a good number of them. Depth is definitely something that we need to focus on and to improve as a team. But these kids are in very good shape. We're probably as good of shape this year as we've ever been in the past. And so they're going to have to be to play both ways. But that'll be taxing, especially in the first few games. But my guess is, I'm just guessing off the top of my head, I think we have about five of them that'll probably go both ways.
Coach Damon Day here, you return three starters on your offensive line. How big is it for them to be the foundation of your football team this year?
Well, the strength of our team has to be year in and year out, our offensive front and our defensive front. And that's where it is again this year also. With Josh Meyer, tackle, and Jerome Halsey at tight end, and Ben Pfeiffer all started for us last year. So we'll be solid on one side of the ball. And then the other three, Kale Pleak and Trevor Bumgardner and Alec Baker, will be solid on the left side too. So we'll be our strengths up front, and we want to continue to run the ball just like we've done in the past.
We're talking with the new head coach at Adams Central, Sean Mulligan, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, before we get too deep into analyzing the rest of your team, because you got a couple questions, will there be any significant changes on what you want to do or the look of the Adams Central Patriots on offense, defense, or special teams?
Well, you always want to put your fingerprint on the program, and so there will be some slight changes, but for the most part, no, you're still going to see a very aggressive, physical, run-oriented football team on the offensive side of the ball. Being in Class B, you do have to be more diverse, so we will hopefully be able to throw the ball around and be able to spread the offense out a little bit more than maybe what we've done in the past. And then defensively, we're still going to kind of rely on our linebackers core making the majority of the tackles, but we're not going to have a huge difference. When we had that four-year run in B a few years back, we found out then that we had to be more diverse on both sides of the ball, and we've kind of transferred that over into Class C the last few years. But you're not going to see a major change from Coach Carlin to myself.
For the most part, Adams Central quarterbacks obviously haven't been asked to throw the ball a whole lot. They've been more of another running back for you. Describe Dylan Steinkruger. Looks like he's going to be your man, and correct me if I'm wrong, but describe his game.
Well, actually, we're making a shift. Dylan has moved more to our tailback and Z receiver, so he's kind of doing a dual role for us. We're asking a lot of things in our offensive set. And we have a junior, Brecken Reed, that will be our starting quarterback. He throws the ball extremely well. You'll be very pleased, and people will be very pleased on how accurate and how well he throws the ball. Dylan's strength is more of his running game, and so we're trying to utilize our kids' strengths a little bit more on the game on Friday night. So we have people in the positions that will hopefully allow them to be more successful. So we should be well both running and passing the ball.
Well, Brecken's pretty fast, pretty shifty, played some good defense for you last year. Take me to that side of the ball for you.
Yeah, he will anchor our secondary. He's our lone returning starter in the secondary. And Northwest, with their spread them out, throw the ball over the place type of offense, that will definitely challenge us. Jerome Halsey will anchor our defense at linebacker. He started for us at inside last year. And then we have pretty much our entire defensive front coming back from last year. They all had started at some point during the season. Again, that's where our strength lies.
Coach, do you find it hard to be bouncing back and forth between B and C in the classifications? Is it something that's hard for your players, or are they like most players where they doesn't really pay attention to it?
Honestly, I don't think they really know the difference. These seniors that we have right now were freshmen the last time we were in B, so they're, other than maybe going to a game, they haven't really experienced it. It is a little bit difficult as a coach moving back and forth because you're constantly playing new teams. Class B, the depth in itself is always a new challenge, and we found that when we were in B last time, every game was competitive throughout the entire season. In Class C, there were some games where after a short period of time, you knew that you were the better team and it was just a matter of time before you would win the game. That was never the case when we were in Class B. Even a Class B team that has a losing record still puts on a quality team out there, and we have to show up every week to play because we're not guaranteed any wins in Class B, nor in Class C, but I think you have to work a little bit harder for it in Class B than you do in Class C.
Talking with Adams Central Patriot head football coach Sean Mulligan here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, tell me how practice has been going. Where are you pleased, and where are you really working this week?
Our offense is coming along really, really well. I'm very happy with the kids' abilities to comprehend what we're doing from year to year as far as lining up correctly and making the correct calls on the offensive line. So we're still making mistakes. That's be given of any young team, but I really am happy where we're at offensively, and the majority of our focus early in the season is getting your offense ready. Defense is a little bit easier, kind of line up, go find the ball. We keep it simple so our kids can just play instead of think. So that's where our focus has been this week and will be over the next couple weeks to kind of improve ourselves on the defensive side of the ball because that's always been a strength for us.
Special teams, take me into that. I know you guys have developed as time went on. You kind of mentioned in C you could score the two-point conversion a lot, maybe easier than you could in B. Well, what's your philosophy on special teams and not just going for point after, but how you looking there?
Well, we'll be a little bit maybe more aggressive on the special teams part of the ball as far as maybe going after a punt block here or there. We want to, again, change the field position as much as possible, so we want to catch the balls on punt returns. We want to make sure that we get solid returns without penalties on the kick returns, and we just want to have kids that buy into the special teams part. Early on in my coaching career, I was the special teams coordinator for a number of years, and I know the importance and the value of that, and we preach that to our kids, that if you're only on two special teams, you own those two special teams, and you do it to the best of your ability. And so we typically do a pretty good job with our special teams because we stress the importance to our kids that there is no one's role on this team that is less important than anybody else's.
And, Coach, before we let you go, I think it's close enough now to start looking at the first couple of opponents here. And Northwest, I would say you'll be a favorite in that ball game, but it's an area rivalry. I know Coach wants to get things Coach Stein talked to him last week, wants to get things turned around, looks at you guys as an opportunity to get off on the right foot. And then you hit the road, Sydney, Aurora. You've got Scottsbluff coming in. Either they're ranked in one publication or another the three games after that. Just take me kind of through the first month of the season here for you.
Well, we kind of run through the gauntlet, but we're focused on Northwest first and foremost. We have to play well against them and get off on a good start, and then we'll address Sydney and Aurora and Scottsbluff and those other quality teams in the future. We know that staying healthy is a key to our success this year because of numbers. We have to be the best team in the state as far as being in shape, and we're constantly pushing our kids to be in the best shape as possible. During conditioning week, we actually changed it to call it privilege week because we're constantly telling our kids that conditioning is a privilege. You should be thanking us for us running them because you have to be in good shape to be able to play. And as you asked me earlier, we have a lot of kids that are going two ways. And if you're going to play two ways and play special teams, you have to be in very good shape. So we're pushing on that part. We got to get out on a good start with Northwest, and we'll play hard. I can guarantee you that throughout the entire season, whether it's a sophomore or a senior, we're going to play for four quarters and give everybody what we have. And then at the end of the season, we'll kind of reevaluate and see where we're at.
Sean, I will have to say that's the first time I've ever heard conditioning called privilege. Coach Day, have you ever put a positive spin on conditioning?
No. There's no positive.
I don't know if the kids overly enjoy that comment, but they're conditioned now that when we say conditioning is, and then they come back with a privilege, and I don't know if they like hearing that, but they understand that for us to be successful, Northwest runs an up-tempo offense, we have to be in very good shape. And as a coach, if we put kids out on the field that are not in good shape, we're not doing them a service. We're doing them actually a disservice. And so we want them to play at the highest level. And everything that we do practice-wise, conditioning-wise, is up-tempo to constantly challenge their physical abilities to be the best player that they can, whether it's JV or varsity.
Well, I just heard the bell, so we don't want you to be late for lunch or whatever's next, Sean. So I know we'll have a lot of Adams Central football on our network of stations throughout the fall. We wish you the best of luck. It looks like you got a good football team to take to the field here in your first year as the head coach. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the coverage.
Take care. Sean Mulligan, head football coach, Adams Central Patriots. This looks like a team that can easily, that you just look, there's six wins, maybe as many as eight. They are in the district with number one McCook. That's going to be tough. And then a lot of toss-up games, Sydney, Aurora, Scottsbluff, those football games, toss-ups. But Adams Central, they win. They win. I mean, they haven't hit a lull. Somebody, I mean, 20 years, usually maybe, not Adams Central. I didn't want to ask about pressure because I think if he comes in from a different program, a different town, a different school, then you can say, well, is there pressure to follow a Hall of Famer, a legend like Bill Carlin? Well, he worked with him for half his career, so there you go. really, though, with conditioning privileges? I mean, I know there used to
hey,
be a like
you
a
gotta
water...
sell. Hey, however the coach sells it to your team, if they're buying in, then it's a privilege.
Usually, okay, here it's watermelon feed day, or like Coach Sumlin did, or Coach at A&M this week, or Coach Politi did. Like, we're going to a movie. We're not practicing today. That kind of a deal. But I'd be interested to hear from any head coach out there, high school or college. Will they take that to heart? Will they go? Conditioning is now privileged.
It doesn't matter if we believe it. As long as those kids in that huddle believe it, yeah. As a coach, that's all that matters. And I can't even imagine how excited most of those teams are getting now to the point of the dog days of practices. And it's go time. They're ready to hit. You know, it's the old adage. They're ready to hit somebody else, and I'm sure they're ready to roll.
Well, we're about ready to roll on out of here. We've got lunch in front of us. And at the Chicken Coop, a lot of places say they are sports bar and grills, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. They would love to have you stop by, and you can save a little money at lunchtime, 11 to 4 on Tuesdays. Salad and a soda for $7. You can get a taco salad. You can get the crisp chicken salad with the great flavors of chicken wing sauce. Oh. Sorry about that. It's only $7, 11 to 4, whether you're an early luncher, a late luncher. And, of course, they always have appetizer specials and long necks for $2.25 and draws as well from 2 to 5.30. Appetizer specials, $2.25, long necks and draws, $2.25, 2 to 5.30 every weekday afternoon. Only at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, the best of both worlds, downtown Kearney.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time. To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia before we wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you haven't won in the last 3 months, anybody in your household, one winner per every 3 months for Troutman's in your household, you are eligible. But before we get to our questions, we were talking during the break here about the ice bucket challenge. And Coach Day, you've had that happen, which is no surprise. A lot of coaches have had, and I've really enjoyed a little bit of the commentary from Mike and Mike in the morning. I don't know so much defending it, but at least talking about it. And the terrible disease of ALS and the unbelievable feature. Tom Rinaldi is just about as good as there is in the business. I don't know how he keeps doing it, but he keeps coming up with these stories and kind of how this started. The one person, and I don't remember his last name, Pete something, Boston College, ALS, and now has lost his speech, has to use the computer, but kind of had done enough interviews over the time, and it was like a 15-minute segment, and what a segment it was, but... you can watch that ESPN video if you missed it. But anyway, I had to laugh because it got taken to a new level, as only maybe Charlie Sheen could do. I saw Larry the Cable Guy. Greg Shea, great job. They brought the Zamboni out for Greg Shea out of the Tri-City Storm and dumped the Zamboni full of water. And you saw the Zac Brown Band take a fire truck and just drive behind them all with ice and water shooting out of the fire truck. You've seen Larry the Cable Guy use a tractor loader to dump the water on him and his wife. And Charlie Sheen standing in a home where you're going, well, this ain't happening. And it's just like two buckets about the size of a motel ice bucket. And he dumps it and all this money falls out. And he goes, that's what $10,000 looks like. And then he challenges John Cryer, Ashton Kutcher, and Chuck Lowry or something like that from Two and a Half Men to donate $10,000 to ALS. So, which was cool.
Yeah.
Funny and cool.
Yeah, I haven't figured out the whole backlash thing yet. I mean, that's just someone being someone that just, you know, wants to get a... But
every organization would like to have had a push like this. That we get to that point, Damon. I can see there's way too many people in the world, and we're not going to get political and start talking about... But there's so many organizations, and I'm not just... I'm talking from donating to UNK, to your local high school, to your Cub Scouts. I mean, but this was a fun way, and they're not asking you to donate a ton of money, and it has worked. It has helped. Now, where will that money go? That will be the interesting thing. In 1 year from now, come back, find out how that money, where it went, how it helped, what they're doing with it. That is as interesting to me as is what's going on right now, because I think it's really a cool deal. Yes, ice water, but it is raising awareness of a disease that you seriously, how much do you hear about that? You hear about ALS, Lou Gehrig's, but as far as a weekly, monthly, yearly thing, I can tell you the last time I heard ALS brought up.
No, and I think it's just a great job of somebody who's obviously been affected by it, getting his message out in a fun manner to where people can be challenged, and I think I cannot find one negative at all with what is going on for the Lou Gehrig's. Is there probably other diseases or whatnot that probably thought they should have thought of it first or something like that? But let's face it, something that affects you personally, you're always going to have a bigger interest in, and I can't find anything wrong with it, people doing it.
Well, let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and wrap up our program. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's head to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Tyler.
Tyler, here we go. College football or baseball? We got two or three of them here. You want college football or baseball?
Football.
All right. Oklahoma. We came across this interesting stat. Many people have Oklahoma as a team to make the playoffs this year. They have a winning record against every current member of the Big Ten except which team?
Ohio State.
It's not Ohio State. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Oklahoma has a losing record against only one current member of the Big Ten. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mike.
Mike, do you know the answer? Oklahoma has a losing football record against only one current member of the Big Ten. Who is it?
How about Purdue?
See, going off the cuff there. I like what he's doing. But it's not Purdue, so we've eliminated two of the teams. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean.
Sean, who is the only Big Ten team program to have a winning record in football against Oklahoma?
A winning record in football against Oklahoma. How about Penn State?
Not Penn State. 888-455. Thanks for calling. Try back. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia to wrap up our program. Who are we chatting with?
Trent.
Trent. Oklahoma has a losing record against only one Big Ten program. Who is it in football?
Michigan State.
It is not Michigan State. Try back. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I like it. We're hanging in there. This team is 3-1 against Oklahoma in college football games played. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mark.
Mark, do you know the answer?
Just thinking way back in the 40s and 50s, maybe Minnesota.
See, excellent guess. Incorrect. I hate to say incorrect. I don't know. Maybe, are they all excellent guests? But I like where he's going there, Minnesota. They were a power back in the day.
I had no clue.
Yeah, I mean.
When it was brought up to me, I had no clue.
I didn't know if it was top of the barrel, bottom of the barrel, middle of the pack. I don't know. Let's stay with it. Who are we chatting with?
Tyler.
Tyler. Should we give him a second chance? We're going to give you a second chance. Oklahoma has a losing football record against only one current member of the Big Ten. Who is it?
Maryland.
Not Maryland. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. We're getting about half the teams crossed off the list here. Our Troutman's Tuesday trivia question, Oklahoma football. Who are we chatting with?
Steve.
Steve, do you know the answer?
No, but let's go to a real sport. Let's get baseball.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that for you. I can go baseball. You know what? Because I'm going to ask you this one because I think I know who I'm chatting with, and I think he might get this. And if he gets this, it's going to be damn impressive. All right, Michael Kadire has been in the news the last couple of days because he has hit for the cycle in both the National and American Leagues. Only two other players have ever done that. Can you name either one of them?
How about Northwestern? No. I was going to say Frank Robinson, but I don't think that's right.
No, it's not Frank Robinson. Dang, I thought you would get that one.
I know it.
Well, try back.
I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting? Oh, there it is. Breaking news, by the way, folks. ESPN has just reported that Braxton Miller is out for the season for Ohio State. Heisman Trophy candidate Braxton Miller out for the season for Ohio State. Let's continue on with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew.
Andrew. Who is the only Big Ten team that has a winning record against Oklahoma football?
Is it Michigan?
It is not Michigan. Try back. 888-455-3776. I think that one's too easy, Damon. Do you think that? I don't know.
I didn't know that one.
I there's only so many choices.
Yeah.
I would have got it wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any of these questions that we have put today from producer Jeff that I would have got right. Let's go with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is John.
John. Did you want baseball or football? And remember, whatever you say, I'm going to ask you the other one. You know that.
Okay, baseball.
All right, Oklahoma, who is the only team in the Big Ten that has a winning football record against them?
I'm going to go Illinois.
It is not Illinois. I thought you knew it. Oh, man, try back. I thought for sure that was it. I could tell the confidence in John's voice that he was going to get that. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're still looking for a winner. You know what this means, Damon? The next 2 weeks, the first person will get the correct answer. You know that, right? Oh, call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We are still looking for a winner for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on the Doug and Daddy Show here. We remind you that tomorrow we've got more high school football coverage. We'll talk with Rick Squires, Loper coach, Luke Hoover, Fantasy Football Thursday. Who are we chatting with?
Tom.
Tom, do you know the answer? Oklahoma.
Nebraska.
It is not Nebraska. First Nebraska guess. Thanks for guessing, Tom. Try back. How many have we scratched off? Have you counted? Eight of them? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So we've had 9 of the 14 teams in the Big Ten guessed, and we do not have a correct answer. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Give us a buzz. We want to make you a winner of a $25 gift card to Troutman's to use for whatever you want. Bacon, ham, prime ribs, steaks, ground beef. Oh, it's all right there. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mike.
Mike, I'm going to give you a chance here. Who is it? Who's the only Big Ten team that has a winning football record against Oklahoma?
How about Iowa?
Iowa. Somebody finally guessed Iowa. It's wrong, Mike. I'm sorry. Try back. Man, I wonder if we could just say we're going to put a number between 0 and 14. Guess it. They'd have a better chance. I just know it. 888-455-3776. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We've exhausted almost every Big Ten football team, and we still have not given it away. Our trivia question is, the University of Oklahoma has a winning record versus every team in the Big Ten except who? This is the only Big Ten football team that has a winning record against Oklahoma. Who are we chatting with? Doug and Daddy Show. Nobody there. They hung up. They didn't want to be there. They didn't know.
Someone stole their guess.
Oh, that could have been. That could have been. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Craig.
Craig, give me the right answer. Who is it?
Indiana.
It's not Indiana. I'm not laughing at you, Craig. I'm laughing at how this is so insane today. What? That's 11 of them that have been guessed. There's only three teams that haven't been guessed, and one of them is the correct answer for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, folks. Give us a call. You've got a shot. Who are we chatting with?
John.
What's the answer?
Wisconsin.
It is not Wisconsin. Oh, man. Thanks for calling. Try back. If you get back in, you got a shot here. I mean, this is unbelievable. I think I know the only two schools that haven't been guessed yet. 888-455-ESPN. Again, our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia question. The only Big Ten team that has a winning record in football against Oklahoma is who? Who are we chatting with?
Jim.
Jim, what's the answer?
Rutgers.
And with I'm going to buy Powerball because this can't happen. It is not Rutgers. Try back, 888-455-3776. Now, if the next person doesn't get it, we're going to have an issue, aren't we, Damon?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
That's what my biggest guess is. Are we going to get a second guess on the same one, or is someone going to get the right one?
Well, let's find out. We go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Dean.
Do you know the answer?
Northwestern.
It is Northwestern. The problem was Steve gave the answer on the air.
Yes.
But that wasn't the question we asked him. And you are the winner because you're the smartest person of paying attention of all time. Congratulations. Hang on the line, and Jeff will hook you up. Northwestern is the winner. That is the correct answer. They're 3-1 against Oklahoma. They lost to them in 1939. They swept the series in 59 and 60, and they even beat Oklahoma 24-0 in 1997 when Oklahoma was in a little bit of a swoon before big game Bob Stoops came on campus. That's what happened. I want to thank Adams Central football coach Sean Mulligan for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Thanks to all the folks that tweeted us. Oh, one more before we go, Damon. Forgot this one. This comes from Seth. 7:30? What the? Coach running a reform school over there? My God. We're talking about Damon putting his kids to bed at 7:30. And then him following shortly thereafter.
That's the thing.
You always bring something to the show, Damon Day.
I try to.
I appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Hey, tomorrow, Randy Bushcutter, my co-host. We've got more high school football lining up. Carl Tesmer from St. Cecilia, Rick Squires, Loper volleyball coach, Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. We'll see you then. Have a great day.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.